Welcome to another episode of Senior Stories, where we are taking time to hear stories from our seniors in CryOutput. So my name's Abby. I'm one of the hosts this semester with one of our other seniors, Sam Gerard. And today we have Jillian with us. So Jillian, I'm just going to invite you to share with us just a little bit about who you are, where you grew up, what your major was, and what's next after graduation.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for having me. So you already know my name is Jillian. I grew up here in Madison, so not far from home at all. And my major is entrepreneurship and small business management. And then after graduation, I'll actually be staying in town and I'll be working at Inspiring Hope Ministries, which is a nonprofit that works with adults that have disabilities and does different things in the arts. So that's exciting because I love the arts and I've worked with them before too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Why don't you tell us just maybe a little bit more about that and like what you're excited for about this new role?
Yeah, so they just bought a building this last year and they're going to be having the grand opening in the fall, hopefully when things are a little bit more back to normal so we can have a full opening. But yeah, so we basically have to like get all the programming ready, get the space ready and all of that. And since it's a pretty small team, we're all taking on like significant roles. My main thing that I'm going to be in charge of is setting up the store for the business. So we'll also be selling artwork and different things as well. So that will be what I'm in charge of, which will be interesting since I'm the one with the most retail experience on the team, but I do not have much retail experience. So it'll be a ride, but we'll get there. We'll figure it out. But yeah. And it's also just exciting because I used to be a musical theater major, double major. So it's something that I enjoy. And when I worked with them before, I helped with the workshops where they did musical theater. So it'll be fun to still stay in the arts and also have my business side there too.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And I feel like such an incredible fit for like all the gifts God has given you. So super excited for you with that.
I'm excited too.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in Chi Alpha?
Yeah. Do you want the long version or the short version?
Whatever version you want to share, we got time.
Okay, I'll not do the super long version, but I'll do, you know, a little bit longer version. I actually don't go to UW-Madison or Edgewood, which is something different about me, but I go to college in Illinois at North Central College, not university where Abby and Nathan and everyone went to, different North Central, but basically my freshman, sophomore year, after my sophomore year, I was kind of debating if I was like on the right path. And my mom encouraged me to take a break and take some classes at MATC. And so I looked and they had classes in three areas of interest that I've always thought about. And the classes were still open. So like a week or two before my classes were supposed to start, I decided to take a break, which was scary. Partly because I'm someone who once I commit to doing something, I want to finish it. So doing that was a big jump for me, but I did it. And then I also knew that I really wanted to get involved with a campus ministry since at my school, we only really had one and I didn't really feel at home there. And I really felt like I was lacking Christian community, which was hard for me my first 2 years because I considered transferring a few times just because I didn't really feel like I had a community there, a Christian community that is. I did have some community, but not in that aspect. So the first week of school, I went to the worship night at Upper House and met Abby there. She sat, I think, behind me. So we introduced ourselves and we found out we live near each other. So she started inviting me to things. And like I went to the Globe Party, like the first event I think I went to for Chi Alpha. I went to several events and started going to Chi Alpha. I also tried out crew, but I don't know, Chi Alpha, I just felt like immediately at home. And like that was the community that I've been looking for so long. Which is really like amazing that it was like in my backyard basically the whole time. That was how I got involved with Chi Alpha. And so I was here for the fall of last year. And then with COVID, I ended up being here then in the spring too, which was nice. And then this year I was kind of planning on being here anyway because of my schedule. And with COVID, that kind of just solidified it. So yeah, that's how I got involved with Chi Alpha.
That's amazing. And a little like backstory there too, is that was one of the things that we do every year as leaders is we call it like the freshman 15, where we try to get like 15 new phone numbers. And so you were like one of those freshman 15 for me, which is kind of fun. But I think also what was cool, Jillian, about like meeting you was, I think a lot of times it might be like, oh yeah, somebody just like really pursued me and kept like begging me to show up, you know, places. But I feel like most of the time when people do get really involved in the community fast, it's like a mutual thing, right? Because I think for you, where you were like, I want this. So when I have an opportunity, like I'm showing up, and you did, like you like showed up and we're like, yeah, I'm going in, yeah. Which is super cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about then, like after getting involved in Chi Alpha, what did you do in Chi Alpha, or what have you done the past few years?
So last year I, like my leadership role, I guess, was I was on the worship team, which I've done since middle school at my church, I think. So that's something that I'm very comfortable with. And then this last year, I've been one of the connections interns, which has been a lot of fun. Also interesting in this COVID times, especially at the beginning of the year when we weren't really sure if we would be able to do anything. But it was like the connect groups that we launched this year, I think, went really well. In the fall, I was heavily leading three of them, and they all were a lot of fun. And the events, we still got to have some events. And I think those are some of my highlights from this year's events. And I'm also looking forward to the Devil's Lake trip this Saturday, which, yeah, I mean, people are probably listening to this after it, but hopefully they went. but yeah, so I think, yeah, an event is something that I've always enjoyed doing too. Ever since I was a kid, my mom always called me the party animal because I'd be organizing parties and different things. So, yeah, what was, am I answering the question? I forget what it was.
No, that's great. Okay. That is perfect. Yes, no, I love it. Okay, so then the next question is, what is one of the biggest things that God has taught you during college?
Yeah, I've been trying to think about this ahead of time because I feel like there's so many things. I think one of the main things is just to trust in Him, partly because I mentioned before, like my first 2 years of college were a little bit rough, just because I was like struggling to find that community. But then like eventually He did provide and He did give me that community. And then also I think all like with my anxiety that I struggled with, just trusting in Him that He like will provide that peace for me. Like last year was really hard for me with anxiety. This year it's been a lot better. Like this last semester has been a little bit rough just because I'm getting close to graduation, but it's like a whole different level of where it was last year. So I think just trusting in God that He's going to provide, and that He has a plan for me, even though I can't always see what it is at the moment.
Yeah, that's amazing. What are you going to remember most about your college experience?
I think because my first 2 years I was at my school, my second 2 years I was not at my school. Also like dropping one of my majors. I just have had so many different experiences, which have been like, I've had a lot of unique experiences and they've been all mostly great. Like doing theater, I will like, won't forget the shows I was in. Those were a great time. I was in my vocal jazz group at school, which I really loved. Being here, being involved with Chi Alpha, all the friends I've made here. Yeah, there's just, and also just like the great classes I ran in and professors and all of that. I've been really blessed to have a very full college experience, even though it looks very different than most people's experiences.
Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, well, last question, and maybe the most important question. What is your advice for the freshmen?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this one a lot. I think my main one is, now that I'm getting to the end of my college time, I'm realizing all these things I wish I would have done. So like these different clubs I wish I would have joined, or these different like things I wish I would have gone to. So I would say go to like as much as you can, get involved with as much as you can, even if you're like afraid because nobody else you know is going, or if you're not sure you'll like it, just go to like a couple meetings, see if you like it. You can always like stop going to things, be like going to things later in your college career is going to be a lot harder, especially as classes get harder. So like do as much as you can. Don't be shy. Like you don't want to regret it when you get to senior year.
I love that. That's so good. Awesome. Jillian, well, thanks so much for taking the time to just share with us your story. We're super excited for, I think, the impact that you've left on Chi Alpha, the legacy that you've left, and also to see where God takes you next and how He's going to use you in this next season. So we love you so much.
Thank you. Love you all too.
And for everyone listening, we have more episodes coming your way. So keep tuning in to the Kyle from Madison podcast to hear more senior stories.